Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. More than 1,000 pounds of bomb-making material are the subject of a nationwide search. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives reports there have been two incidents this week in which hundreds of pounds of ammonium nitrate have gone missing. The feds say locating this material is a top priority because its volatility poses a public safety risk. A San Diego County drilling and blasting company has reported about 700 pounds of ammonium nitrate were taken from its fence compound this week. Another 400 pounds of the chemical disappeared from a quarry in the Colorado Springs area. Ammonium nitrate was used to bomb the Oklahoma City federal building. The CIA says its analysis of a tape purported to be from Saddam Hussein indicates the speaker was probably the ousted Iraqi leader himself. The speaker on the tape calls for a jihad or holy war against American and British forces in Iraq. Harvard terrorism expert Jim Walsh says it's reasonable to think that Saddam is alive, and in some respects his life is not that different from when he was in power.
When he ruled Iraq, he would have to sleep in a different place every night. He was constantly on the move, constantly fearful of a coup attempt or an assassination. So this was a guy who knew that people were out to kill him, and that's still the same. Now, of course, he doesn't enjoy the same luxury he did before.
Walsh says Allied forces are more likely to find Saddam if they can win the trust of Iraqis who might turn him in. The tape was broadcast yesterday on an Arabic satellite channel based in the United Arab Emirates. The CIA thinks Saddam is probably in northern Iraq.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
The Bay County, Michigan sheriff says a faulty tip in the Jimmy Hoffa disappearance should never have been investigated. Sheriff John Miller tells the Detroit Free Press that prisoner Richard Powell, who led investigators on a dig in the backyard of a Bay County home Wednesday, had already failed an FBI polygraph test on the Hoffa case. Powell had claimed the backyard held a briefcase with a syringe that was injected into Hoffa's body. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said he had to make sure the briefcase really wasn't there. One of the world's largest automakers is taking steps to tighten its financial belt. Officials at Ford Motor Company say they're looking to reduce 10% of salary-related costs by year's end. The reductions will come in a variety of forms, including salary job cuts, primarily in North America. But officials stress that attrition, reducing overtime pay, and the number of contract workers will play a big role in reaching the worldwide cost objective and overall revitalization plan. Ford's automotive workforce globally is about 80,000.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Los Angeles Lakers guard Kobe Bryant is being charged in a Vail, Colorado sexual assault case. Eagle County, Colorado District Attorney Mark Hurlburt said his office filed one count of sexual assault, a Class 3 felony, which could bring a maximum of life in prison. What a difference a year makes. The heat wave gripping California and the western U.S. is not causing power problems. In the past few years, heat waves like the one currently scorching the west caused public alerts, shortages, and blackouts. But today, California power grid officials are saying electricity demand is nearing record highs. Imports from the northwest are down because of heavy demand in Oregon and Washington, and they still don't expect any problems. On Wall Street, stocks ended 3 days of losing sessions to finish the week with a positive day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 136 points to 91.86. The Nasdaq jumped 10 points to 1709. The S&P 500 was up 12 points to 993. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Bill Cosby's classic comedy routine called What is Air? Funny. But the potential danger of airbags to children is no laughing matter. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X. Protection you can see.
The lives airbags save give us something to smile about. But risk of injury to children has been a concern. Now, NEC's Seat Sentry may make that a worry of the past. Based on electric field sensing technology, this system uses very low-level electric fields to detect the presence of a body as well as its height and proximity to the airbag, then prevents deployment when that body is too small or too close. Kudos to Seat Sentry for its performance in saving children's lives. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Friday night. Phone number here if you'd like to call in, 800-825-5937. 800-TALK-YES. Email address, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. The program is always produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. And if you're listening tonight on the IE America Radio Network, welcome. Sirius Satellite 145, Sirius Left, welcome. RadioPower.org, welcome. Or WhiteRoseSociety.org, or any place on the Internet, for that matter. Drivin' and Cryin' is a bumper music all night, original music of Kevin Kinney. I don't know how many people are familiar with Drivin' and Cryin's music. Some people say, well, Mike, they had their day. That was back in the early 90s. I happen to like this group a great deal, and so we decided to play some Kevin Kinney music. You can pick it up at your friendly used CD store, I'm sure. Incredible doublespeak from Ari Fleischer that you got to hear to believe. This is about the lies regarding the weapons of mass destruction. The lies regarding Iraq. It's all starting to come out, isn't it? The lies vomited up on the world stage by the Bush thugs. Those lies are starting to engulf this phony, illegal administration. It's not going to stop them, of course, and I truly wonder if the American sheeple will even notice what's going on. It's incredible to watch. Not just here are these lies starting to lap at these people's hindquarters, but in the UK, Australia, Spain, members of these various parliaments, as well as the common folk, are starting to realize how they were lied to and misled into war. Not into a bad card game, but into war by the Bush criminals. Is this possible? Think about this for a second. I mean, are we starting to feel stupid? Is it possible that there is a regime so vile on this planet that it will put the world at risk in order to play its games? Well, yes, there are several criminal regimes on this planet like that in these sorry times. And it just so happens that the United States of America, under control of these Bush criminals, it happens to be one of those vile regimes. Of course, we're the worst because we're the only superpower on the planet. I just wonder how the parents of the dead Americans, the 150, 160, what are we up to now? Again, let's leave aside the Iraqi civilians, Iraqi military. Let's leave all of this over there, the other side of the room. Let's just talk about the 150 or so dead American soldiers. Now, these are not career military professionals. These are people who were in the military because there was no work available in their hometown, or because they couldn't afford an education, or they might have been in active reserves, or a unit that might have been called up to go serve its time in Germany. And all of a sudden, these kids find themselves in a shooting war. A shooting war against a country that had been under siege for 12 years. A shooting war against a country that couldn't mount any kind of resistance at all. This chest-beating, howling, monkey-like attitude of, you know, we can kick anyone's ass in the jungle because we are the meanest mofo in the jungle. And here are these kids, these young American kids who are not coming home, who are dead, who are shot to death, who are blown to pieces. I wonder what their parents and sisters and wives, and in a couple of instances maybe husbands, what do the relatives of these dead Americans think now that Paul Wolfowitz, for example, is spewing his guts all over in Vanity Fair magazine? Hey, we fooled you. Hey, it was just a trick. Hey, there were no weapons of mass destruction. It was just a political idea. How do these Americans feel? I'll tell you what, if I had a dead son, as a result of this, I would pick up a weapon and start moving towards the White House until they shot me dead. I swear before God, Allah, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Moses, whoever I have to swear before, had I sacrificed one of my children for this, they'd have to kill me too. But there it is. From Vanity Fair magazine to The Nation magazine, CNN, MSNBC, British Parliament, the Australian press, Bush and his killers lied and lied and lied in order to instigate war. War! For Christ's sake, war! War. And blood and death for oil. And to have a permanent military presence in the Middle East. As they always are, the anti-war protesters were right. They're always right. The first casualty of war is always the truth. Because the people who initiate war are invariably liars, killers, and political thugs. So, since all this stuff is coming out, what are we, what are you and I going to do about it? And why, as kind of a sidebar to all this, why is the U.S. military arresting members of Saddam Hussein's former government? On what charges? If it turns out that the reasons for this war were nothing more than the lies of the Bush crime family, Then how are we justified in detaining people or arresting people or holding POWs? How are we justified in having destroyed a country? Somebody wrote something. I believe she's a Catholic nun, and it showed up in the National Catholic Reporter. She says, "Is there anything left that matters?" Joan Chichester. This is what I don't understand. All of a sudden, nothing seems to matter. First, they said they wanted Bin Laden dead or alive, but they didn't get him, so now they tell us it doesn't matter. Our mission is greater than one man. Then they said they wanted Saddam Hussein dead or alive. He's apparently alive, but we haven't gotten him yet either. However, Bush told reporters recently, doesn't matter. Our mission is greater than one man. Finally, they told us that we were invading Iraq to destroy their weapons of mass destruction. Now they say those weapons don't exist, maybe never existed. Apparently, that doesn't matter either, except that it does matter. I suppose we're not supposed to say that. I know it's called unpatriotic, but it's also called honesty, and dishonesty matters. It matters that the infrastructure of a foreign nation that couldn't defend itself against us has been destroyed on the grounds that it was a military threat to the world. It matters that it was destroyed by us under a new doctrine of preemptive war when there was apparently nothing there worth preempting. It surely matters to the families here whose sons went to war to make the world safe from weapons of mass destruction and will never come home. It matters to families in the United States whose life support programs were ended, whose medical insurance ran out, whose food stamps were cut off, whose daycare programs were eliminated so we could spend the money on sending an army to do what did not need to be done. It matters to the Iraqi girl whose face was burned by a lamp that toppled over as a result of U.S. bombing run. It matters to Ali, the Iraqi boy who lost his family and both his arms in a U.S. air attack. It matters to the people of Iraq, the people of Baghdad, whose water supply is now fetid, whose electricity is gone, whose streets are unsafe, whose 158 government ministries and the buildings have had their records looted and destroyed, whose cultural heritage and social system has been broken, and whose cities teem with anti-American protests. It matters that the people we say we liberated do not feel liberated in the midst of the lawlessness, destruction, and wholesale social suffering that so-called liberation created. It matters to the United Nations, whose integrity was impugned, whose authority was denied, whose inspection teams are, even now, still being overlooked in the process of technical evaluation and disarmament. It matters to the reputation of the United States in the eyes of the world, both now and for decades to come. Perhaps, and surely, it matters to the integrity of this nation, whether or not its intelligence-gathering agencies have any real intelligence or not, before we launch a military armada on its say-so. And it should matter whether or not our government is either incompetent and didn't know what they were doing, or were dishonest and refused to say. The unspoken truth is that either as a people we were misled or we were lied to about the real reason for this war. Either we made a huge and unforgivable mistake, an arrogant or ignorant mistake, or we are swaggering around the world like a blind giant, flailing in all directions while the rest of the world watches in horror or in ridicule. If Bill Clinton's definition of is matters, surely this matters. If a president's sex life matters, surely a president's use of global force against some of the weakest people in the world matters. If a president's word in a court of law about a private indiscretion matters, then surely a president's word to the community of nations and the security of millions of people matters. What is the depth of the American soul if we can allow destruction to be done in our name and the name of liberation and never even demand an accounting of its costs, both public and personal, when it's over?
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Blood-Sucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Iraqi regime is a threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death. Yeah, I got your weapons of mass death. Wolfowitz, the driving Zionist inside the Bush administration, self-admitted Zionist. I'm not using the term as a religio-ethnic slur. Paul Wolfowitz is a Zionist. He is the Deputy Defense Secretary, and in the July issue of the magazine Vanity Fair, he is spewing his guts all over the place. He says that the The Bush crime family focused on these alleged weapons of mass destruction as the main justification for toppling Saddam by force because it was politically convenient. Now, again, I wonder what the families of the 150, 160 dead Americans, young men, and a couple of young women who will never suck in another breath. I wonder what these parents think. Well, we did it because it was politically convenient. That's why we murdered your son, sir. Wolfowitz says to the magazine, quote, "For bureaucratic reasons, we settled on one issue, weapons of mass destruction, because it was the one reason everyone could agree on." So the dead Americans then, you see, were toys for the Bush crime family to play with. Now, apparently, the Zionist Paul Wolfowitz, and if you're Jewish and you're just listening to the program, please don't send me emails about I'm an anti-Semite, which I am not. I'm talking about Wolfowitz's self-admitted Zionism. Okay? So the Zionist Paul Wolfowitz, who has embedded himself deep in the guts of this filthy administration, says, well, you know, it was just political. We don't give a good goddamn anyway about your sons or daughters. Nothing. We don't care if they live or die. We will use them as we see fit. It was all a joke. Now, voices, like I mentioned earlier, are being raised in the U.S. and the U.K. demanding an explanation for why none of these weapons of mass destruction have been found. Well, I'll tell you what, until this regime, the Bush crime family, is tossed out of office peacefully and legally, there will be no answers. None. They don't have to answer, and they will not answer. Most striking is the fact that these remarks come from Wolfowitz. The fact that the American public was lied to. He's the one who is recognized as the leader of the psychopaths in Washington, most responsible for urging this stupid moron George Bush to go to war. The Vanity Fair magazine article reveals that Wolfowitz was even pushing Bush to attack Iraq immediately after the September 11th attacks 2 years ago, instead of invading Afghanistan. And again, it's because Wolfowitz is nothing more nor less than a fire-breathing Zionist. He has one concern, and one concern only. He belongs in Ariel Sharon's government, not in the government of the United States. Now, writing in the Independent of London, David Usborne writes, "There have long been suspicions that Wolfowitz has essentially been running a shadow administration out of his Pentagon office, ensuring that the right-wing views of himself and his followers find their way into the practice of American foreign policy. He is the author of the policy of first strike preemption that was adopted by Bush shortly after the al-Qaeda attacks." Do you understand this? We have a mass murderer who is dictating U.S. foreign policy, and when it turns out that the weapons of mass destruction ploy was a lie, what does he say? Well, it was politically convenient. You people who lost your sons, piss on you.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. Just when Boeing employees thought things couldn't get any worse, the airplane maker announced plans yesterday to lay off another 5,000 workers. Since September of 2001, Boeing has given the axe to some 35,000 employees. Back then, the company had 93,000 workers, but between downsizing and attrition, it will have cut that number in half by the end of the year. Hardest hit have been Boeing employees in Puget Sound. Boeing has eliminated about 23,000 jobs from the Seattle area.
A bill introduced in the House of Representatives aims to track down the estimated 8 to 10 million undocumented workers currently in the United States. Texas Republican Representative John Cornyn's Border Security and Immigration Reform Act of 2003 would issue blue cards to undocumented workers who would then be allowed to work in the U.S. for up to 3 years without fear of deportation. There are several concerns with the bill, including the federal bureaucracy's ability to process all the new applications, as well as the lack of a guarantee that all blue-carded workers will not be deported at whim. It also doesn't provide any way for workers to apply for citizenship if they so choose.
Managers at a chicken processing plant in western Kentucky face charges they illegally asked Hispanic workers for their identification papers on the eve of a union election. Local 227 of the United Food and Commercial Workers filed the charges with the Justice Department this week. They say supervisors at Purdue Farms' Cromwell, Kentucky plant began asking Hispanic workers to revalidate paperwork, such as driver's licenses and Social Security cards, shortly after workers filed for a union election. The union says few non-Hispanic workers were asked for such paperwork, and it charges that managers hope to intimidate Hispanic workers from voting union yes in Wednesday's election.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Now, I've just got a little more here on this weapons of mass destruction thing that was the primary casus belli of these thugs that now run our country. And there are no weapons of mass destruction. Now, it turns out, this is something that you and I knew months ago. We've talked about it on this program. Such weapons did not exist. They haven't existed since the mid-90s, if that shorter period of time ago, probably the early 90s. But now Paul Wolfowitz, a real killer. If ever there was a mass murderer other than Elliot Abrams John Poindexter inside this Bush crime family, Wolfowitz is it. In asserting that weapons of mass destruction gave the rationale for attacking Iraq, that idea was acceptable to everyone, Wolfowitz was presumably referring in particular to Colin Powell, who, if he had any honor and decency or ethical aspect to him whatsoever, would resign and walk away from these vermin. But it was to get Colin Powell on board. Remember, he was the last senior member of the Bush crime family to agree to the invasion. So either Colin Powell is willfully ignorant, or this gave him his cover story.
Well, you know what they told me? They told me there were weapons of mass destruction. So I signed on.
Now, as you could probably figure out already, the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agencies and National Security Agencies, they all have promised now to conduct internal reviews of the quality of the material that they supplied to the Bush crime family on what was going on in Iraq. Well, we're going to investigate ourselves now. Okay, we're going to investigate ourselves now. Yeah, we lied, and we made all kinds of crap up, but, you know, we're going to investigate ourselves now and see where why we did that. Jesus, can you believe this is happening? Huh? Well, at least it brought dignity and respect back to the Oval Office, right? Now, as the Independent the UK says, as skepticism grows over the failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, London and Washington, actually, newspaper, you mean Tony Blair and George Bush, are attempting to turn the focus of attention to Iraq's alleged possession of mobile weapons labs. Yeah, two trucks were found in northern Iraq last month. Yeah, they were mobile labs used to develop biological weapons. Yeah. Of course, as critics have pointed out, no biological agents or even traces were found on the trucks. And experts also point out that unlike the trucks described by Colin Powell in a speech to the UN Security Council, these were open-sided trucks and would therefore have left a trace easy for weapons inspectors to detect. But never mind. There comes a bad word. These sons of bitches will lie about anything. And as far as 150 dead Americans, again, I'm standing aside from the thousands of dead Iraqis and the thousands of dead Afghanis and God knows how many other innocent people have been slaughtered by this murderous regime that now runs this country. But aside from all that death, just the 150, 160 Americans who were shot to death in Iraq, how, in the name of Christ, can their parents, their families, their friends, their sisters, brothers, children accept the fact that they died for less than nothing? They died for the Bush crime family's greed where it concerns oil and power and empire. How can these families tolerate this? I could not. I have to tell you, were it my son who had died under these circumstances, yes, I would take my weapon and start walking toward the White House, the Pentagon, someplace until the bastards put me in my grave. Nothing, no power on earth would stop me until they killed me. That's an indication of how much I love my son, but it's also an indication of how much these vermin disgust me. Dick Cheney, August 26, 2002, at a speech to the VFW National Convention, quote,
simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
George W. Bush, September 12, 2002, at a speech to the UN General Assembly. Right now, Iraq is expanding and improving facilities that were used for the production of biological weapons. Ari Fleischer at a press briefing, December 2, 2002.
If he declares he has none, then we will know that Saddam Hussein is once again misleading the world.
Ari Fleischer, press briefing, January 9, 2003.
We know for a fact there are weapons there.
George W. Bush, State of the Union Address, January 28, 2003.
Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein has the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and VX nerve agent.
Colin Powell remarks to the UN Security Council, February 5, 2003.
We know that Saddam Hussein is determined to keep his weapons of mass destruction and is determined to make more.
George Bush, radio address, February 8, 2003.
We have sources that tell us that Saddam Hussein recently authorized Iraqi field commanders to use chemical weapons, the very weapons the dictator tells us he does not have. Colin Powell remarks to the UN Security Council March 7, 2003. So has this strategic decision been made to disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction by the leadership in Baghdad? I think our judgment has to be clearly not. George W. Bush, address to the nation, March 17, 2003. Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. Ari Fleischer, press briefing, March 21, 2003. Well, there is no question that we have evidence and information that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical particularly. All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes. General Tommy Franks, press conference, March 22, 2003. There is no doubt that the regime of Saddam Hussein possesses weapons of mass destruction. And as this operation continues, those weapons will be identified, found, along with the people who have produced them and who guard them. Defense Policy Board Member Kenneth Adelman, Washington Post, March 23, 2003. I have no doubt we're going to find big stores of weapons of mass destruction. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark, press briefing, March 22, 2003. One of our top objectives is to find and destroy all these weapons of mass destruction. There are a number of sites. Donald Rumsfeld, ABC Television, March 30, 2003. We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat. Robert Kagan, neo-fascist scholar, Washington Post op-ed piece, April 9, 2003. Obviously, the administration intends to publicize all the weapons of mass destruction that U.S. forces find, and there will be plenty. Ari Fleischer, press briefing, April 10, 2003. I think you have always heard and you continue to hear from officials a measure of high confidence that indeed the weapons of mass destruction will be found. George W. Bush, NBC interview, April 24, 2003. We are learning more as we interrogate or have discussions with Iraqi scientists and people within the Iraqi structure that perhaps he destroyed some, perhaps he dispersed some, and so we'll find them. Donald Rumsfeld, press briefing, April 25, 2003.
There are people who in large measure have information that we need so that we can track down the weapons of mass destruction in that country.
George W. Bush remarks to reporters, May 3, 2003. We'll find him. It'll be a matter of time. We'll find him. Colin Powell remarks to reporters, May 4, 2003. I'm absolutely sure that there are weapons of mass destruction there, and the evidence will be forthcoming. We're just getting it now. Donald Rumsfeld, Fox News, May 4, 2003. We never believed that we'd just tumble over weapons of mass destruction in that country. George Bush, May 6, 2003. I'm not surprised if we begin to uncover the weapons programs of Saddam Hussein, because he had a weapons program. Condoleezza Rice, May 12, 2003. U.S. officials never expected that we were going to open garages and find weapons of mass destruction. Major General Davis Petraeus, Commander, 101st Airborne, May 13th. I just don't know whether it was all destroyed years ago. I mean, there's no question that there were chemical weapons years ago, whether they were destroyed right before the war or whether they're still hidden. General Michael Hagee, Commandant, Marine Corps, May 21st, 2003. Before the war, there's no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical. I expected them to be found. I still expect them to be found. General Richard Myers, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, NBC Today Show, May 26, 2003. Given time, given the number of prisoners now that we're interrogating, I'm confident that we're going to find weapons of mass destruction. Donald Rumsfeld, May 27th, remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations. They may have had time to destroy them, and I don't know the answer. Paul Wolfowitz, Vanity Fair interview, day before yesterday. For bureaucratic reasons, we settled on one issue, weapons of mass destruction, as justification for invading Iraq, because it was the one reason everyone could agree on. Lieutenant General James Conway, 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, yesterday. It was a surprise to me then, it remains a surprise to me now, that we have not uncovered weapons, as you say, in some of the forward dispersal sites. Believe me, it's not for lack of trying. We've been to virtually every ammunition supply point between the Kuwaiti border and Baghdad, and they are simply not there. Now, to the families of the 150 Americans who are dead, who had their lives sucked out of them by Iraqi munitions, let me ask you something. What's more important to you, the semen stain on Monica's dress or the blood stain in the desert that is your son's vital fluids? Which one? Which one? Man. See, I try it again. I try. I come in here every night. Try to just be calm. Just come in and do the show. Just come in and do the show, Mike. Damn. Helen Thomas had a question for the Pencil Neck Geek. Press briefing yesterday. She starts out by saying, is the president satisfied with the intelligence he got before the war? Because now one cabinet officer is saying that they buried the weapons. Another one said they destroyed them. Another one official said, what is the president's view on all this, Ari?
The president is indeed satisfied with the intelligence that he received. And I think that's borne out by the fact that, just as Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio trucks that can be used only for the purpose of producing biological weapons. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target.
For two trucks? For the war? On the finding of two trucks?
Well, I don't think it's anything to dismiss that Iraq had, contrary to their protestations to the United Nations, trucks for the purpose of producing biological weapons.
Oh my God.
Said they didn't have them. They got caught. Proof perfect that they had them. The concern is expressed repeatedly at the United Nations.
Oh, shut up.
That when the United Nations...
Shut up! Proof perfect? What is that? The word of the day yesterday, proof perfect? Two trucks, Helen Thomas says. We go to war for two trucks. We go to war from the finding of two trucks. Two trucks. And there stands Ari Fleischer. The president is indeed satisfied with the intelligence that he received. And I think that intelligence was borne out by the fact that, well, we have found the bio trucks. That, I mean, that's what these 150 Americans died for? That's what thousands of Iraqis died for? No, it wasn't for the trucks, sorry. It was for the greedy sons of bitches who run this government now, the war criminals who are now in charge of the United States of America. And I'm just wondering how much longer it'll be, truth seekers. How much longer will it be that we allow these people to continue in office? Another reporter follows up Helen's question. The reporter says the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq goes on. All right, the president's expressed confidence he'll find them, but it seems that whenever anything is found in Iraq, it differs from the description that the administration gave of a locked and loaded stockpile. That was the description that the administration gave as the primary reason for the war. The president said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. What's going on, Ari?
The concern, as it was expressed repeatedly at the United Nations, is that when the United Nations was thrown out of Iraq in the late 1990s, the United Nations reported that Iraq had not accounted for the botulin, the toxin, the VX, the sarin gas. They said not accounted for. They didn't say locked and loaded. So it was a result of their possession of it in a variety of forms, a variety of facts, that led the United Nations to conclude and to vote 15-0 that they had not provided an adequate explanation of what was unaccounted for that the UN knew they had.
Oh, my God.
Well, this has been a long-standing...
Okay, that's enough. Oh, my God.
Of mass production.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do? Being on the tractor as much time as I do or spending time with the animals.
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, I've gotten a bunch of people now have emailed me about that timeline about the weapons of mass destruction. I will post a link to that. That is from a weblog, from somebody's blog. And it's I'll just post the URL, and you can get it printed off and hand it to your right wing friends. Huh? Tony is calling from Wilmington, Delaware. Tony, this is your first time calling the program, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, well, good to have found you on the internet, and glad that you're out there.
Yeah, too bad we're not on a radio station in Wilmington. I guess we're just too liberal for Wilmington, Delaware.
I'm afraid it's been Limbaugh-ized and Hannity-ized and lobotomized.
That's
and
true.
Simonized and
yep.
Everything else. That was interesting you talking about your timeline. I was just thinking back to the video coverage of our glorious victory over the third world nation.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember during the war, it was along the lines of a very bad movie, particularly bad for the 150 Americans who died, where you had to run up at the launching points and in Kuwait and areas, and saying, well, they're putting on their chemical suits because the Iraqi troops are passing around their chemical rounds.
Oh, I know.
And then the line of death that was supposed to be around Baghdad. The ladies that presented the stuff on faux news and CSNBC. Can I say that?
Oh, you can say anything you like on this program. I mean, short of, you know, you've got to watch your language. Occasionally, I screw up and let loose with...
you give a warning beforehand.
I try to warn the folks listening to radio stations, to...
What amazes me now is that their Wolfowitz et al. Are actually giving interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would figure that they would just go along the lines of...
No. Don't you know why? I mean, anytime you get neo-fascist thugs like this, bullies like this, people who like to stomp on third world countries, they've got to brag about it afterwards. People who usurp power in this country, who feel honestly that the American people have nothing to say about nothing and the Congress has nothing to say about nothing, they've got to brag about it. That's what this is about. That's why Wolfowitz gives an interview to Vanity Fair and more or less says, screw you. We told you one thing. None of it was based in truth. He's got to do it. You see what I'm saying?
And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's it. That's it.
We'll step on the working class and we'll marginalize the left or whatever's left of it.
They're proud of this. So obviously he's got to boast about it. He couldn't keep it inside. Hey, listen, Tony, thanks for checking. I hope you call again, pal.
I will.
All right, sir. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Los Angeles Lakers guard Kobe Bryant is being charged in a Vail, Colorado sexual assault case.
Charges were filed against Kobe Bean Bryant of Newport Beach, California. The defendant was charged with one count of sexual assault, a Class 3 felony.
Eagle County, Colorado District Attorney Mark Hurlburt said the maximum penalty is life in prison. Bryant has been under investigation since a 19-year-old Colorado woman claimed he assaulted her at a resort near Vail on June 30th. The five-time All-Star turned himself into authorities July 4th and was freed on $25,000 bond. Bryant has maintained his innocence. Investigators looking for the two missing children of a New Hampshire father have left Indiana and are now working with authorities in Illinois. However, officials say they're still intensely looking for the kids. The FBI recently enlisted the help of the Indiana State Police as the search continues for the 14-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son of Manuel Gehring. Authorities say Gehring is suspected of killing the children and leaving their bodies in the Midwest during a cross-country trek. The attorney for an accused child abuser says his client fears for his life while in a Louisville, Kentucky jail. Fred Radulovich says 37-year-old Alan Coates has been threatened while behind bars. Coates is accused of sexually abusing girls in a Target store in Charlton, West Virginia, and in another incident in Ashland, Kentucky. He was ordered by a judge in Jefferson County to have a mental competency exam. Coates is scheduled to be back in court September 4th.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
The city of Providence is seeking $500,000 from the Union Local 799 to cover the costs of overtime, legal expenses, and damages caused by this week's firefighters' flu.
That claim involves a cost for actual damages, attorney's fees, whether punitive damages, a way to discourage the future behavior such as this. So the court will make some assessment if we prevail on our request for damages.
Mayor David Cicilline has reiterated earlier comments that the tactic of so-called sick outs will not be tolerated. He calls the slowdown unjustified, and he says he will not pass off the cost of the job action on city taxpayers. The total of 63 firefighters on the day shift called in sick on Wednesday after 32 had called in sick on Tuesday night. The firefighters have been working without a contract for 2 years. Contract talks are ongoing.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Charleston, West Virginia Police Lieutenant Richard Ingram says they have a lot of work to do to figure out what prompted a shooting last night at the Kanawha County School Board meeting. Ingram says the theory right now is that 58-year-old Rusty Bright was a disgruntled employee. A female school board member was wounded. Another had gasoline thrown on him after Bright came in the room and allegedly started the attack. Ingram says they are retracing Bright's steps to see what he was doing 24 hours before the incident. Police are hoping that the circumstances Bright was involved in and the people he spoke with may yield some important clues. On Wall Street, stocks ended 3 days of losing sessions to finish the week with a positive day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 136 points to 91.86. The Nasdaq jumped 10 points to 1709. The S&P 500 was up 12 points to 993. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's raining cats and dogs. You're slowing down, being careful, but you hit a wet patch and there you go, hydroplaning. Now, what causes it and what can you do about it? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is Racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Christian Fittipaldi. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Dodge, Ford, but they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
When tires meet road water, they can do two things. Channel the water and remain on pavement, or skim on top of the water. Hydroplaning occurs when tires, especially bald ones, ride on a wedge of water and lose contact with the road. Your car is literally skiing in the street. When this happens, take your foot off the gas, but don't brake. Braking can cause your car, and sometimes you, to spin out of control. But the best way to hedge against hydroplaning is to equip your car with well-treaded tires. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're driving and crying all night tonight with the original music of Kevin Kinney and his band. That's who you're listening to. Back to the garbage at hand. Regarding the lies about weapons of mass destruction, it's astonishing that we in this country now allow the executive branch of our government to lead this nation into war. And the possible unexpected consequences of that war, both the media and medium range and long range. This is what the Bush crime family has set us up for. Unexpected consequences. But we are at a point in this country where we allow a regime to be in place here that will use every sort of lie in order to lead us into war. I mean, it's one thing. Wasn't there just all sorts of bitching and screaming and clawing at the drapery when Bill Clinton says it depends on what the meaning of the word is? Or I didn't have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky, or sexual relations, or whatever the hell he said. Wasn't that just such an outrageous scandal? Wasn't media all over that? Didn't it go 24/7? Now we have a psychopath in the White House. I'm sorry, he's not a psychopath, he's a moron. Surrounded by psychopaths, and the country goes to war based on utter, absolute lies, and we're sitting here tonight
doing what we do. I'm sitting here doing this talk show. You're doing what you're doing. At midnight Eastern time when this is over, we'll get up here and go home just like normal people. Kathy and I will probably go to sleep, maybe tomorrow mow the lawn. In the meantime, this country is run by people who lie to take us to war. Dear God. They also lie about Homeland Security. The lies about Homeland Security put all of us at risk. Lies that could result in death and destruction once again here as a result of another attack carried out by terrorists who have the complete cooperation of the Bush crime family, just like what happened on September 11th, 2001. Compare these lies, these Homeland Security lies, with the "I didn't have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky." Compare what the Bush killers are doing to the compare it to the afternoon sex play of old Slick Willie and Monica. Compare death and cluster bombs and lies about non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Compare that to oral sex. Compare the thousands of deaths of people in Iraq and our soldiers. Compare that to Travelgate and Filegate and Whitewater and all the other fairy tales shoved into a willing media and a gullible, unquestioning public by that vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary warned us about, the one that now lies about everything. Which is more important? Which is more destructive?
"I didn't have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky."
We have to invade Iraq because they have weapons of mass destruction, and they're going to kill us and bomb us and do in nuclear weapons. If both are lies, which is the greater? That's where we are, Truth Seeker. We're stuck in a country that carries the illusion of liberty and freedom, but is no longer free. We're in a country now that no longer possesses any honor, none whatsoever. The honor is gone. We murdered 150 of our own people and thousands of Iraqis for what?
For the oil, Mike? For the military bases?
For the Zionists who are embedded in Bush's regime? Well, a bit of all three, I guess. We are disrespected now and feared by the entire world. This is a society, right here, us, run by liars, killers, and ex-felons. So how much longer before we take back our country? Huh? How much longer? They lie about Homeland Security. Bush gave away the farm, so now to his rich buddies. So now money problems are forcing this administration, this illegal, corrupt, filthy administration, to cut back, for example, on the number of baggage screeners at airports. And no progress has been made in protecting seaports. You remember, we have an enormous coastline, don't we? Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York, says that the White House, quote, is in the midst of a massive episode of Homeland Security schizophrenia, end quote. Oh, that's cute, Charles. Arguing that funds are being cut in crucial areas. Schumer says when it comes to protecting the public, the Rob Peter to pay Paul strategy doesn't work. They can't fill the gaps by weakening port security or cutting the number of screeners that are supposed to catch the bad guys before they get on planes. Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington, said the $350 billion tax handoff Bush signed into law this week will remove funds needed for the anti-terrorism fight, which, oh, I don't know, raises questions about too stupid to be president's commitment to national security, doesn't it? A little. You see, in the past few weeks, this corrupt, filthy administration, moving below the radar and the crack news media couldn't care less. They're more focused on Lacey Peterson. But the Bush crime family has initiated cost-saving measures in the area of Homeland Security. Cost-saving. For example, Transportation Security Administration announced that it is laying off 6,000 1,000 airport baggage screeners. Right around the time that Too Stupid to Be President placed the nation on orange alert, signifying an elevated risk of a terrorism attack in the United States. What the hell is going on here? The personnel cuts, the 6,000 baggage screeners that are being laid off, well, that will save the Bush crime family $280 million that they can then turn around and hand off to their wealthy contributors in the form of tax breaks. The layoffs, 300 of these layoffs will occur at the airports where the 911 hijackers boarded the airplanes. Do you understand that? Huh? Have I said yet how much I hate these people tonight? At the same time they're doing this, the Bush thugs ended the practice of stationing a local police officer at every airport security checkpoint and reimbursing the local police departments for that assignment. And that will save the Bush crime family $500,000 a day that they can stuff into their offshore accounts and hand off to their friends. So that's gone too. See, one cop. At the nation's busiest airports, one cop whose salary, whose time out there was reimbursed by our tax dollars, that's gone now. $500,000 a day is what that cost. And the Bush crime family will now stuff that into their trousers, stuff it into offshore bank accounts, hand it off to the 10% of people in this country who don't need more money. Senator Schumer noted that despite reforms instituted since September 11th, unscreened cargo is still carried on 22% of all passenger flights, which you might say places the traveling public at risk. Huh? But despite all of this truth, you see, the Bush crime family continues to get high marks from the American sheeple brain-dead public for its efforts on Homeland Security. Yes, we love George Bush. We love him. One recent ABC News Washington Post survey found that 74% of the American sheeple support the Bush crime family's handling of Homeland Security. For Christ's sake, I just told you, and it's there for anybody to see. They are not protecting this country. They are cutting back the funds that they said they were going to give. They are firing people. They are removing police officers.
But 74% of the American public said, oh, I like what George is doing. He's a good man. You know, he brought dignity back to the Oval Office, that dirty Bill Clinton. Boy, did I hate him. I am so glad George Bush is in the White House.
Last year, Congress approved $58 million to strengthen security at the nation's seaports, particularly the big three seaports, New York, Northern New Jersey, that's one, Los Angeles, Long Beach, that's two, and Seattle, Tacoma, that's three. Now, despite the fact that $58 million was authorized by Congress, the Bush crime family has not spent it. Less than 3% of the 6 million cargo containers that arrive each year at U.S. ports are searched. The $58 million, by the way, was intended to make sure that the containers weren't tampered with while in transit? Nah. You think these rotten Bush crime family members are interested in Homeland Security? Huh? Do you? Mitch Daniels, who's out of there as director of office of management and budget. Mitch Daniels pressed Congress to provide $500 million less than the Senate sought last year to handle this. Then Bush refused to provide additional funds authorized by Congress, which cost the Transportation Security Administration another $480 million. These are funds that have not been spent so that Bush could push through his latest tax cut without further contributing to an already out-of-control budget deficit. Do you see how this works? And the American people just love him. Oh, he's such a good president. I just love him. He tells the truth, you know. He goes to church. You know, Jesus is his Lord and Savior because he was born again. I love George Bush.
I'm trying to stay awake. Who is it that allows the global pillage that you seek? The blind will only shine in the light of everyone can meet me halfway singing alone. It's a long, long road that we're starting on. The people of time must gather round, but the leader must start the march and fall behind to walk with the people.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no sanctuary for sanity? Is there no end to the madness? Is there not a single square inch of space left in our world that is free of the incessant nattering of corporate advertisers? Apparently not. Advertising certainly has its place, but it's not every place. Yet today, our public parks, police cars, sports stadiums, schools, sidewalks, gas pumps, elevators, you name it, have ads either plastered on them or blaring from them or both. These days, commercial creativity is not defined as building a better mousetrap, but by hucksters finding yet another way to intrude into our quiet, to shove their way into our heads for no more noble purpose than to hawk, say, another pill for some problem we didn't know we had. The latest contribution to the cacophony comes from a place where you once could let your mind drift for a few moments. Taxicabs. An outfit in Boston is installing video screens on the backs of the taxi driver's seats, running a never-ending loop of 15-second ads produced by an aptly named firm called Point Blank Medium. Indeed, your cab, for which you're already paying, will now add to your fare by forcing you to absorb ad after ad fired at your head from only inches away. This madness won't stay in Boston. Another company in Las Vegas, calling itself Captive Ads, Inc., is putting video screens in 200 cars of this city's largest cab company, literally taking your eyes, ears, and mind captive to its corporate chatter. Advertisers are counting on you meekly submitting, and some are. One writer shrugged her shoulders at the cab ad, saying, "I guess I'd be looking out the window otherwise." This is Jim Hightower saying, well, yes, better to look around at reality than at ads. To learn how you can stop the relentless assault of advertisers, call Commercial Alert, 503-235-8012.
His hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
Twenty-four past the hour. Kevin Kinney music tonight, Driving and Crying. Now, one last thing here. I know a lot of you have been holding on. I'm terribly sorry. I get off on these rants, and it's real hard to stop. Robin Cook, the former, what was he, foreign secretary of the UK? And wasn't he the one who resigned over all this nonsense? He says, it's rather lengthy, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but he says that Britain must not be suckered a second time by the White House. He says, the British government needs to concede that we went to war for reasons of U.S. foreign policy and Republican Party politics. Can you believe that? Tony Blair, of course, is having an absolute nervous breakdown. That poor bastard. I swear he's going to wind up in a rubber bungalow someplace. Tony Blair is just really going to pieces over this entire thing. Because Tony Blair got suckered into it, you know, after sleeping with George Bush at Camp David and sharing the toothpaste, he thought that they had it was obvious to Tony Blair that George was a moron. But perhaps it was some of the motherland arrogance on the part of Tony Blair. Well, I can prevail upon the colonial here and, stop him from blowing the world into a million pieces. And then, of course, you know, it's the old tar baby trick, right? Blair gets completely sucked into it. Blair's political life is over. It really doesn't matter because he'll get a place on in the Carlyle group like one of his predecessors, John Major. Tony Blair will also have his place in hell reserved for him now for the slaughter of innocent people that he participated in. But his political career is over. This is a guy that had the largest Labour Party majority in the British Parliament, I think, of any prime minister of that party, or any party perhaps, ever in the history. No, it couldn't have been in the history of the United Kingdom. But for a damn long time. And he's blown it. He's given it away for following too closely to George Bush's rear end. Ah. It's just incredible. And the truth is coming out. And I see they have another Zionist just a couple of minutes ago on CNN, this Ken Edelman, who I quoted in here a second ago, trying to spin. Poor Aaron Brown sitting there going along with the spin. Edelman, who looks like somebody who don't go there, Mike. There's Edelman talking about how, weapons of mass destruction, But these people know. We've talked about this. They know. They don't have to tell the American people anything. And what they do tell the American people or the people of the world is nothing but utter lies. And it doesn't matter. They tell these lies because they can. No one, no institution is going to hold them accountable. No one, nothing, nobody. TJ is calling from Kingsland, Texas. Hey, TJ.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great show tonight.
Well, thank you.
I don't know why I listen to you. You just get me so angry at everything that I hear.
Well, that's good. You got to be angry.
Yeah, I guess so. And I was listening to the news tonight, the NBC nightly news, and I'm sort of ashamed to admit that I listened to that, but they had an interview on there with George Bush while he was over in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they had found the mobile weapons labs, the same kind that Colin Powell talked about in his address to the UN.
Yeah, the two trucks that everybody knows
and
about.
Go ahead. And because I've listened to you and you have gotten me to the point where I feel bold enough to actually start talking aloud to myself, even when I'm alone, I shouted at him to his face, "You're a liar. You're a liar."
Hey, hold on a second, TJ. I've got to do a quick break here, and then we'll come back to you. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Crown queens and Cadillacs waving their goodbyes. This town that used to be so strong has inspired many songs, and its empty streets of faith.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
An author writes a history of wetlands and learns more about their value and their vulnerability. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Anne Belisis spent the better part of a year traveling to wetlands in virtually every part of the United States. She slogged through deep swamp forests in Louisiana, sheltered bays along the Atlantic coast, and all kinds of other bogs, sinkholes, marshes, and swamps. Belisis wrote a book about the journey. It's called Discovering the Unknown Landscape, A History of America's Wetlands. Belisis says people have always been impressed by the variety and abundance of wildlife in these places. She says early explorers marveled at the fish and waterfowl and marshes they crossed. They wrote about it in their journals.
Invariably, the travel through these places is very difficult, but the thing that everybody always comments on in glowing terms is that there are just so many birds in places birds were so loud you couldn't hear yourself talk, places where birds proverbially blacken the skies in their flights and they take off. These are things that were remarked upon again and again.
Belisis says more than half of the wetlands in the 48 contiguous United States have been filled to make way for farms and factories. Her book tells about the draining of wetlands and how people rallied to save some of them. Belisis hopes it will encourage more people to pay attention to these features of the landscape.
I think when people understand the story of a landscape and the story of a place, they develop an attachment to it. And even though my story is about wetlands all over the country, I think it can inspire people to understand the stories of the wetlands that are in their towns and communities and hopefully be inspired to protect those places.
That's Anne Belisis. Her book is Discovering the Unknown Landscape, A History of America's Wetlands. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
Church bells are ringing as I'm heading out of town. Gotta be in Memphis before the sun goes down. If I wanna get paid.
27 before the hour, we're talking with TJ, who called in from Kingsland, Texas. TJ, thanks for holding on.
Oh, sure, no problem. The real reason I called tonight is to talk about another lie that was perpetrated by the Bush administration, or at least that it allowed the media to propagate,
mm-hmm.
and that is the story of Jessica Lynch.
Oh, isn't that turning into just an absolute abortion?
Oh, I know.
It's just unbelievable. Her family has been instructed to shut up. Jessica Lynch, we are told now, suffers from amnesia. This is like a soap opera, like the characters in a soap opera.
Right.
The whole thing turns out to have been lies.
Right. There was no stab wound, no gunshot wound.
Nothing. She fell off a She fell off a truck. She broke her wrist. She broke her clavicle. The Iraqi doctors tried to
gave her cookies and orange juice.
Yes. It just goes on and on. So what are we going to do about it? What's the American media going to do about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, it took them this long to pick up the story, finally.
Mm-hmm.
They're just now beginning to broadcast this information when alternative media were broadcasting it over a month ago.
Sure. But I bet you NBC will go ahead with their... Is it NBC that's making the Jessica Lynch story?
Oh, God, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, a made-for-TV movie, unless it's been shelved, which I don't think, because the American people, as a whole, we are so stupid and so dumb and so brain-dead and so brainwashed that if NBC puts this movie on, 85% of us will sit there on the night that the movie, those of us who watch television, will sit there the night of the movie is telecast and say, yeah, oh, Jessica, damn, girl, you sure did go through hell. Oh, you're an American hero. God, I love the Marine Corps or the Rangers or whoever it was that rescued you. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to vote for George Bush again and again and again and again. That's how stupid we are.
I know. It's so frustrating, isn't it? And there was one other thing. When you were talking about Homeland Security tonight,
uh-huh.
that got me to thinking about... And I know I've talked about this on this network many times when I've called in, but I just love the Declaration of Independence.
Uh-huh.
And there is one line in it where the Founding Fathers are listing their grievances with their King George. I think they're talking about our King George.
Yeah.
But there's this one line in it, and it says, and I think about the Office of Homeland Security when I hear it. It says, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Wow. Well, I can't say anything as a follow-up to that, TJ.
I mean, that says it all, doesn't it?
It does indeed. TJ, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Gizmo is calling from, somewhere near St. Louis, one of our over-the-road fleet of truck drivers. Hey, Gizmo.
Hi. Hey, Mike. Sirius 145.
There you go. One of our Sirius listeners, too. Boy, that's just real impressive.
Hey, Mike, how do you know when Rush Limbaugh is starting to lose the debate?
How do you know when Rush Limbaugh is starting to lose the debate?
He yells, stop the tape.
Stop the tape.
Listen, you know, I've heard you on quite a few occasions, and I've heard you when you're up, I've heard you when you're rant, I've heard you when you're down.
Yeah.
And I want to direct my comments tonight to those times when you're down, when you're thinking that you're sitting there and you're going to go home tonight and you're going to get up tomorrow and you're going to go mow your lawn, but we still have American soldiers dead.
Right.
And we have families grieving.
Right.
You're a voice, Mike. You're a voice for me, and you're an influence on young minds like TJ. And I don't want you to, personally, I don't want you ever to give up. I don't want you to think that you're not accounting for anything, because you have a great effect on a lot of people that don't even call you. They sit there and they just shake their head at that radio at you, and you got to know that.
Well, it's good of you to say that. It does get kind of weird in here sometimes, just like it gets weird in the cab of your truck when you're busting along. You may be in contact with a lot of people, Gizmo, but you know, it's you in the highway. And sometimes it feels the same in here. The thing that bothers me, I don't carry this too deep, but the thing that bothers me is that we're going through this. We're going through an illegal administration that was put in power fraudulently, that lies about everything, everything, even the reasons to go to war, that is evil, that's destroying liberty and freedom in this country, and yet, you know, I'll like you said, I'll mow the lawn tomorrow, I'll probably do some grocery shopping with Kathy, we might go with her mother to a neighborhood association cookout someplace, we'll see a movie probably Sunday night, but my country and your country is being destroyed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I wanted to give you my heartfelt thanks tonight for releasing a whole lot of pressure that I had by preventing it about when I read that article about Wolfowitz today.
Oh.
And I lost it. I just totally lost it because the first thing that comes to my mind are dead American soldiers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to spin that. That's the most disgusting thing to me, that the Bush administration is trying to spin the way these heroes died.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's vile. It's filthy. It's eaten out with worms. I don't know. Eventually, these people will be out of office. But you know, we had a similar situation, not with dead Americans, but we had a similar situation in the 80s with these people when they were in office during Reagan Bush, and they were slaughtering people in Central America, and they were causing death and destruction and blown off arms and people being decapitated and nuns being raped and archbishops being assassinated while they performed mass, and here they are back in office again. Poindexter, Elliot Abrams, Negroponte, Otto Reich. Here they are, Gizmo. They're back again. People who should have been tried for war crimes and executed, and here they are, back again.
Just today with Wolfowitz, these conservatives have just been hit over the head with a giant baseball bat saying, take off your gosh darn blinders. You know, look, these people have been lying. How low are they going to sink if they keep, you know, towing the Bush rhetoric now? They're losing any credibility. In my eyes, of course, Republicans never have a whole lot to begin with, so, you know, I'm the gallery. But if they can be hit with this baseball bat today to say, we claimed weapons of mass destruction so we could go into Iraq, defeat it, kill its people, defeat its regime, and take its oil, you know, there is no hope for these conservatives. There isn't.
Well, the way they'll spin it, Gizmo, is just very simple. First of all, the average Republican who couldn't find his or her ass with both hands, the average Republican doesn't care a damn about the U.S. military, doesn't care a damn about dead foreigners. What these people will say, Republicans across the country will say, well, okay, so there might not have been any weapons of mass destruction. But then they'll pick up on the line that's being put out there by the Bush administration now. But the good part, the real advantage of our attack on Iraq, now we can get out of Saudi Arabia. And after all, that's why the terrorists came after us. It was because we had a military presence in their stupid-ass old holy land, you know, Medina and Mecca. Now we'll be out of there, and we'll have our bases in Iraq. Of course, these are the same people who just 6 weeks ago or 6 months ago were saying, yeah, Saddam Hussein sent the bombers to the United States. So there's nothing that you can do, Gizmo. These people, Republicans, and I don't want to hear about moderate Republicans. I don't want to hear about Lincoln Chafee or Olympia Snow or any of these people. Every single Republican is a lying, murdering, killing, stupid thug. All of them. If they want redemption, get out of the Republican Party. You don't have to be a Democrat. Go be a Green. Be an Independent. Be anything you want. But get out of the Republican Party. As long as they're in the Republican Party, Gizmo, they are all sons of bitches, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't make a difference between moderates, centrists, extreme right-wingers. A Republican is a Republican. They are thugs and killers. I have no use for them.
Well, let me say this in leaving, Mike, that that's why it's up to us, the Mike Malloy truth seekers out there, to keep reminding everybody we can, when we can, that war was about the weapons of mass destruction and the laundry list of lies that you read off in the second half hour
right,
of the show today,
right.
And a laundry list of innuendos and lies and scare talk that they read off to get us into war over there. And we can't let them forget that right up to the election. And I'm listening, Mike. You got a truth seeker for life here, okay?
Thanks, Gizmo. Drive safely.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, I understand Gizmo's choking to death today when he read, however he read it. He either read it in Vanity Fair or, like me, I haven't read it in Vanity Fair yet. I have read excerpts that are all over the Internet now of Paul Wolfowitz saying what he said. I just thought to myself, no, this, even though I... And the people who contribute to this program, whether they listen or send stuff in or maintain the website or produce the show or whatever, we knew this. We knew this. We knew this. We knew this. There was not a single justification for attacking Iraq. Was Saddam Hussein a butchering son of a bitch? Yes, he is. Should his own people rise up and lynch him? Yes, they should. How do we support that? By lifting the sanctions, which common sense people have been saying for 13 years. So I understand Gizmo's almost choking to death today. I felt the same way. Here sits Paul Wolfowitz, an embedded Zionist in this government, and there are several who are driving U.S. foreign policy. Now, that's not right. Zionism works for Zionists where they're trying to establish their form of religious government. Okay, go for it. But this is America, damn it. Edelman, Wolfowitz, Abrams, Fife. It just goes on and on. Whose country is this? Well, it's not yours and mine. That's for damn sure. Now, kind of tangential to what Gizmo was saying, Greg in Maryland sent this in. He writes, where is the Democratic media ad consultant who is assembling all those quotes and video clips from the Bush administration about weapons of mass destruction existing in Iraq and superimposing them against yesterday's statement from the U.S. general about none of them exist? Where is the Democratic Party consultant, video expert, who is taking the interview from Vanity Fair with Paul Wolfowitz, where he says, well, just a political ploy that we use? Well, that, as Greg writes, that kind of political ad could win the next election for the Democrats. But alas, Greg writes, they sit on their asses. Well, beyond what Greg wrote, I would say, where... Oh, Jesus, be careful, Malloy. I swear to God, you're going to pop an artery. How many, Kathy, how many Democratic senators are there? 48? I don't even know anymore. What does the enemy have? 52? Is it something like that? 48? I guess that's a split. Beyond Greg's question, where are the Democratic Party media consultants, I would ask, where are the Democrats? If we have 48 Democratic senators, why is there not one a day somehow commanding a camera someplace from one of these puke networks? Every day, a Democratic senator brings this to the attention of the news media and the American public. Why isn't Senator Patty Murray, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Senator Barbara Boxer, Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Blanche Lincoln. These are all Democratic senators. These are women. These are people who, for the most part, create and deliver life. These are the people who take the life out of their wombs and send it to die for George Bush. Now, why isn't there a Democratic senator every single day on the steps of the United States Senate, naked, if necessary, to get the camera's attention, calling this murderous bastard in the White House a murderous bastard? Why is that not happening every day until we have to start over again? 48 days, 48 senators, and then you start over again. Every single day. Where are the 209 Democratic Party members in the United States House of Representatives? Every single day for 209 days, and then we start over again with a Democratic House member standing on the steps of the U.S. House of Representatives, naked if necessary to get the cameras, explaining to the American public how this murderous son of a bitch in the White House, well, committed murder. Is that possible?
Is it right to wish the poor man rich? Is it right to wish the rich man poor? Hope all that's well is well and fair. Wish that ever stopped to despair. Being so mad and I start crying. Now pay off for all my trying. To do it right and never fail. Wishing for some fairy tale. Nobody said this would be fair. It won't you before you went out there. There's always a chance to get restarted. To a new world, new life scarred, but smarter. To a new world, new life scarred, but smarter.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah?
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network. Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
With the people of these united rights, in order to form a more perfect union, find that we find the common ground have absolutely nothing in common at all.
Get used to it, the innocent.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Molloy.
4 and a half before the hour. Driving and crying night on the program tonight. Rob is calling from Washington, D.C. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, sir.
Good to hear from you.
Fact is that, you know, you and I and Gizmo are all a little bit crazy, but we're smart enough to know that we've got, you know, a lot of good things at home and in our lives, but none of that changes the fact of how bad things are.
That's true. That's very true.
You know, and you've used the analogy of a tar baby, and that's a beautiful one, not only for Tony Blair, but for, you know, everyone who has allied themselves with Bush, thinking that, you know, they could gain something in the short term, or even the Democrats who didn't stand up and fight like dogs when this election was stolen in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with regards to America in general, whether it is the debt ceiling being raised or this incredibly dangerous tax cut, not just dangerous because of its size or because of the debt that we're already in, but because of the fact that it's imbalanced. But the fact that you can actually have a cabinet member or you know, close advisor, whatever, what is he, deputy secretary of defense?
Wolfowitz, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that you can have a high-ranking official in the government stand up and blatantly brag about what surely would end up being impeachable offenses.
Oh, my God.
If they were investigated. All of these things together really bring to mind for me another analogy that you've used so well, which is metastasis.
Yeah.
That is to say, the cancer cells breaking off and spreading throughout the body and eventually leading to a horrible, painful death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to talk about the cancer on the presidency when they were talking about Nixon.
This is a cancer on the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have gone way past the point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what yardstick you use, whether it is politically or legally or fiscally or psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
We have now reached the point where simply winning the next election is not going to be enough. Nothing short of the complete overturning and reversal and discrediting of everything that this administration and this neocon movement stands for is going to save the United States of America.
I hear that loud and clear. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them?
Well,
a few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. The White House confirms it will suspend military court proceedings against British detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. and British announcement today came on the heels of British Prime Minister Tony Blair's visit to Washington. Blair pressed Bush not to try two British terror suspects in military courts. Early next week, a British delegation will arrive in Washington to discuss options for the British detainees. The White House also said it would not start any military proceedings against Australian nationals at Camp X-Ray, pending similar talks with Australian officials. China is continuing its diplomatic push for an end to the tense nuclear standoff between the United States and North Korea. A senior Chinese official has been dispatched to Washington to brief Secretary of State Colin Powell in the latest attempts to organize multilateral talks. Celia Hatton has the story from Beijing.
China's Deputy Foreign Minister Dai Bingguo is continuing his diplomatic rounds with a visit to Washington to update U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell on the latest efforts to meet with North Korea at the bargaining table. In the past, North Korea has demanded one-on-one negotiations with the U.S., while Washington insists on holding multilateral discussions that would include South Korea, Russia, and Japan. Officials say that China's most recent proposal calls for multilateral talks that would also allow for direct meetings between the U.S. and North Korea. The talks are aimed at convincing North Korea to give up its rapidly expanding nuclear weapons program in return for a security guarantee from the United States and increased food and fuel aid. Celia Hatton, Beijing.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Actor Nick Nolte was in a Southern California courtroom today for a progress report in connection with his DUI arrest. In addition to going before a Malibu judge on his DUI arrest, Nolte was facing allegations that he violated the terms of his probation.
There's really nothing to say. The allegations were false, and but the court had to check it out, and so I'm exonerated.
There were claims he bought alcohol and was drinking and driving. The judge agreed with both attorneys that the allegations were bogus. Nolte is due back in court in January for a probation update. Motown legend Johnny Bristol is charged with 3 counts of criminal sexual conduct. WDIV-TV in Detroit reports a 26-year-old waitress accused Bristol of fondling her when she tried to leave his Brighton home. The waitress has admitted to police that she took $700 before she left Bristol's home. Singer-songwriter Bristol denies the allegations and his attorney's claims his client was set up. Bristol was charged yesterday.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Los Angeles Lakers guard Kobe Bryant is being charged in a Vail, Colorado sexual assault case.
Charges were filed against Kobe Bean Bryant of Newport Beach, California. The defendant was charged with 1 count of sexual assault, a Class 3 felony.
Eagle County, Colorado District Attorney Mark Hurlburt said the maximum penalty is life in prison. Bryant has been under investigation since a 19-year-old Colorado woman claimed he assaulted her at a resort near Vail on June 30th. The 5-time All-Star turned himself into authorities July 4th and was freed on $25,000 bond. Bryant has maintained his innocence. On Wall Street, the stock market ended the week on a positive note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 136 points to 91.86. The Nasdaq jumped 10 to 1709. The S&P 500 was up 12 points to 993. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Bill Cosby's classic comedy routine called What is Air? Funny. But the potential danger of airbags to children is no laughing matter. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X. Protection you can see.
The lives airbags save give us something to smile about. But risk of injury to children has been a concern. Now, NEC's Seat Sentry may make that a worry of the past. Based on electric field sensing technology, this system uses very low-level electric fields to detect the presence of a body as well as its height and proximity to the airbag, then prevents deployment when that body is too small or too close. Kudos to Seat Sentry for its performance in saving children's lives. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Yeah, that's Kevin Kinney, Driving and Crying, the best band you've never heard of, All Night Tonight. Original music of Kevin Kinney and Driving and Crying in its various and sundry incarnations. The band was put together in the late 80s, hit their high point probably in the mid-90s. And you watch people who are very talented never seem to make that last step into the limelight that they deserve. I've seen this happen so many times with groups of musicians, especially. Driving and Crying used to, they recorded several CDs, didn't they, Kathy? What, about 7 or 8, 9, 10? I don't know, just a bunch of them. About a dozen? Yeah, and Kevin, about 5 solo. Most of, a lot of them recorded on the Island label. 2 of them? It was a great, great band. I say past tense because it doesn't exist as it did back in the 90s now. Kevin is still touring. And occasionally some of the musicians will sit in with him. I'm sorry to go off on a rant here about Kevin Kinney. I love the music. He's from Milwaukee. Moved to Athens, Georgia. Hung out with Michael Stipe and other members in REM. Buck, Peter Buck. Good guy, too. Just a nice, nice person. So we're playing his music tonight. Todd is calling from Santa Fe. This is Todd, our commercial jetliner pilot, right?
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Todd. Good to hear from you.
You are in fine form this week.
Well,
you are on fire, my friend.
Thank God it's Friday, pal.
Yes, it is. It's been quite a week. You got me drinking my tequila straight tonight.
Hey, man. Good for you. Good
there
for you.
There you go. Hey, I want to let you know you're still on KTRC here.
Oh, we are.
You are.
I don't know what happened the other night then. We were. They had some right-wing screamer on there, I think.
I don't know. I've been listening to you on the internet, but you're live on KTRC
super.
Now as we speak.
Well, that's good to hear.
But that's not why I called.
Okay.
The weapons of mass destruction. I think this is the beginning of some serious cracks in the Bush cabal. It's really interesting how the media has been spinning this lately, or lack of spin on it. You know, the story starting to get legs, and I find that very curious with regard to where our media is today.
Right.
They don't seem to be defending him. In fact, I caught a little bit of Aaron Brown on CNN tonight, which I don't watch too much, and he actually laughed at Ken Edelman.
Did he really?
Oh, he did. He laughed in his face.
Huh.
And, you know, the stories seem to be tumbling out, and the more that the Bush idiots try to explain this away, the stupider they look. And I do believe that there is, you know, I have this theory that you can only lie to the American public for so long, and then they're going to shut you down,
even
if they like you.
Do you think that still applies in the era of George Bush and a corrupt media? I hope you're right, but do you honestly think that still applies? I used to believe that.
Well, I'm trying to be an optimist here, and I just see a little glimmer of light at the end of this tunnel. And like I said, the media spin is very interesting. CNBC had a guy on tonight from the Brookings Institute.
Uh-huh.
And he came out and admitted. He said, I was a proponent of the war. I was, you know, convinced that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We were fooled. We are losing credibility in the world, and something has to be done with it. And I was kind of stunned to see somebody on, you know, from the Brookings Institution make those statements on national TV.
Here's a question for you. How can people like those involved, the example at hand, somebody with the Brookings Institute, people who are otherwise intelligent, one assumes, now this may be where I'm having a problem in assuming that these people are brighter than I am, or brighter than you are, or brighter than the average person who, say, listens to this program. We knew.
Oh, we did.
Didn't we? That this was a lie that was needed to shore up the invasion of Iraq, the hundreds of thousands, the couple of million people who demonstrated against this war, saying no blood for oil, who understood. Now, granted, it's not just the oil. The oil is nice, but also it's a permanent military, several permanent military bases in Iraq, which allows us to pull out of Saudi Arabia, which is the next country we're going to destabilize right after Iran and Syria.
Absolutely.
But how did we know it? And I have to say, and I'm not trying to be coy here, we of a relatively average intelligence where it concerns the intelligence community, perhaps political science, maybe we're a little bit above the norm here in our little clubhouse on this program, but we knew these were lies. How could somebody from the Brookings Institute, Todd, sit there and say, well, you know, we really thought, gee, how does that happen?
Because I think they're rats getting off the ship, Mike.
Is that it?
I think this is what it is, because I think they realize that they've all been had. and they're doing damage control now. And this is what we're going to see for the next few weeks. I mean, we're seeing people leave the Bush administration. We're seeing Ari the Mouth Fleischer leave. And, you know, I got to tell you, when you play those clips, I fall on the floor.
Yeah.
It's almost inconceivable that the man can stand up there and say what he says.
I
think people are starting to get hip to this. And I think people like yourself, the Internet is a powerful tool. You know, Democratic Underground, Buzzflash, all these great sites.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are really starting to say we've been had. The conservatives are starting to look bad, and they're going to save themselves. They'll flush Bush down the toilet to save themselves. They're selfish thugs.
I hope you're right. I hope we are seeing cracks. I hope we are seeing the beginning of a disintegration of a regime that never should have acquired power in this country. I hope you're right, Todd.
Well, they stole the power. I mean, they didn't acquire the power. They stole it. And I'll tell you, being overseas, in Great Britain, they are hammering Tony Blair.
Oh, he's in worse trouble than the Bush crime family, or George Bush, could possibly be in. First of all, they have a parliamentary system, but also they have a relatively free press.
Oh, yes. And the press is turning on him.
Oh, it's incredible. Plus, you have former government ministers now. Robin Cook is one. These government members of parliament or ministers who resigned in protest to this war are now saying, you know, what? No weapons of mass. Tony, what are you talking about? We don't have that in this country. We don't have Democrats who have the courage to stand out there and start screaming bloody murder about what this crime family did. We don't have that.
Isn't that sad?
Oh, it's awful.
Isn't it pathetic?
It is sad. It is pathetic. It's also criminal, and that's one of the reasons why I hate the Democratic Party leadership. Even though I'm a card-carrying Democrat, that's another reason why I swear to Christ, if they don't put a Democrat out there, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to do it.
Yes, I agree with you so much. And you know, the fact is, we don't have any leadership in the Democratic Party.
Well,
you can't even call them leaders.
If they show some leadership, I'll reconsider that last statement. But look what's happening. Blair, I've got an article here in front of me that somebody emailed me. It's from, hold on a second. It's from The Independent. And the person that sent it to me, JB, he provided a link for the story. I clicked on the link. The story has already been removed from the Independent's website.
Wow.
The headline, and it's the dateline is 31 May 2003. I mean, that's today, right? What's today?
Yeah.
31 May. So I guess it's June 1st in the UK right now. But this came out today. The headline: Angry Blair says, quote, "We are too busy to find weapons of mass destruction," close quote. Now, it's written by a writer for The Independent, and it goes, it's a devastating article. I clicked on the link because I wanted to post this at my website when the program's over tonight. But when I clicked on the link, it comes back, "I'm sorry, the story you're looking for has been removed," or whatever. It's a damning story. It's just incredible. Blair is saying we're too busy to find weapons of mass destruction. Now, I'll tell you, Tony Blair is going to lose his job.
Yes, he is.
And it's going to be a shame, because even though a lot of real liberals, liberals in this country saw Tony Blair as just kind of a Clinton-style Democrat, you know, kind of a Republican light. But Tony Blair, as the prime minister, head of the Labour government, had put together the biggest majority that I can think of. I don't know that much about British parliamentary history, but I think Blair had, what, a 200-seat majority or something? I mean, it was just...
He had a huge majority,
He owned that government.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And in that atmosphere, he has to lie and align himself with George Bush, to the point that Robin Cook now is saying, the former foreign secretary, I believe, or whatever he is, you know, the guy that resigned, he's now saying, we're not going to be fooled again. We're not going to do this again. And what he's referring to specifically is Iran.
Well, and the fact is, Mike, this the absolute arrogance of Paul Wolfowitz to give this interview to Vanity Fair magazine is what is going to bring these people down.
Well,
they have gotten to the point where they have so little respect for the American people that they are willing to stand up in the supreme arrogance and absolutely make that statement.
Brag about it.
Which is an appalling statement.
Yeah, brag about it. Just,
you know, every day this week there has been an American killed in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day.
That's right.
And for this man to stand up there and say that, and for people like Colin Powell to support that, I want Colin Powell to go look at the families of these people and look them in the eye and tell them why their sons and daughters died.
Apparently in this country, Todd, a semen stain is a lot worse than blood stains.
Oh, so, don't we know that, huh?
So, I, you know. Todd, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, Mike. You keep up the great work, buddy.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Have a good weekend. As Todd pointed out, Americans are dying. So are Iraqis. But again, let's be very jingoistic, nationalistic, in just for a moment. American soldiers are being shot dead and blown to pieces. These are boys. I'm sorry. I don't care how much armament you stick on them. I don't care what kind of training you put them through. These are boys. These are 18 and 19-year-old boys. Sorry, that's what they are. And they are being slaughtered as Paul Wolfowitz sits there and says, guess what? It was just the political thing. We just wanted to get everybody on the same page.
And everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
In time, 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 in time. In time, 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 in time. In time, 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 in time.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Mom? Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All right!
righty then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't you put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Flying Monkey Ride Blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Charles is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Charles.
Mike, calling from the free speech ghetto.
Right.
I thought you had lost me for a second there.
No. Hey, you guys, you have to listen on the internet now. They don't. They won't carry us on radio stations.
No, right? I'm saying for a minute it was just blank space. I didn't hear anything, just silence.
Right now?
Until you said Charles calling from Augusta, I was about to say what happened.
Oh, sometimes when you're on hold, you can't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
No big deal.
Yeah, I've been out of the loop for a while, and I'm glad to be back in.
I'm glad you are too.
Did you see Greg Pallas this morning?
I did not. I understand he was on, C-SPAN?
Right.
Yeah. I heard he did a pretty good job. My boy did a good job.
He sure did, and we had some strong-arm Republican that called in and wanted to tell everybody how George Bush was a man's man.
Yeah, right.
And something I didn't know, but Greg told him and told everybody that a veterans group had put up a large sum of money in Alabama for any serviceman that served with George Bush. If they could come forward and say, I served with George Bush, they could collect that money.
Huh.
And today, no takers.
Well, you know, how do you serve with a deserter, right?
It's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah. How do you serve with a coward? How do you serve with somebody who goes AWOL? How do you serve with somebody who says, no, I'm not going to join this war. Let somebody else go die in my place. I think I'll get my pappy to get me into one of these nice little safe units. How do you serve with somebody like that? Well, the answer is you don't.
And then you can get your flight suit on 20 or so years later and proclaim victory in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
And I think, Mike, what goes along with not finding any weapons of mass destruction is how do you declare victory in a war and you're still sending in troops? You're sending in more troops.
And people are dying. Well, you don't if you're not insane. You don't do that. You don't if you have an independent news media who will say you're a lying son of a bitch. You don't if you have an opposition party that will stand up and say, are you crazy? You don't if you respect the people of this country. But none of that applies to George W. Bush. He is a liar. There is no independent media in this country. The Democrats won't do a damn thing. And the American people couldn't care less. So, of course, Bush will say anything he can, that he wants to, that he feels like saying. And then these thugs like Paul Wolfowitz will give an interview for Vanity Fair and say, ha, 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 fooled your stupid asses. There were no weapons of mass destruction. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Charles, it's their world, man. You and I are just passing through it.
But Mike, I agree with but the callers who've called this evening and said that they see the cracks.
I hope.
I've noticed that the braggadocious talking, it's kind of died down in the last couple of weeks, and I think we are beginning to see the cracks.
I hope that's the case. Hey, thanks for checking in, Charles.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Last night I mud the dragon all away. No blue left this evening. No blue got so many bills to pay. Giving you fair warning. I'm so far behind, I'm actually ahead. No blue, I must have drank them all away.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. Just when Boeing employees thought things couldn't get any worse, the airplane maker announced plans yesterday to lay off another 5,000 workers. Since September of 2001, Boeing has given the axe to some 35,000 employees. Back then, the company had 93,000 workers, but between downsizing and attrition, it will have cut that number in half by the end of the year. Hardest hit have been Boeing employees in Puget Sound. Boeing has eliminated about 23,000 jobs from the Seattle area.
A bill introduced in the House of Representatives aims to track down the estimated 8 to 10 million undocumented workers currently in the United States. Texas Republican Representative John Cornyn's Border Security and Immigration Reform Act of 2003 would issue blue cards to undocumented workers, who would then be allowed to work in the U.S. for up to 3 years without fear of deportation. There are several concerns with the bill, including the federal bureaucracy's ability to process all the new applications, as well as the lack of a guarantee that all blue-carded workers will not be deported at whim. It also doesn't provide any way for workers to apply for citizenship if they so choose.
Managers at a chicken processing plant in western Kentucky face charges they illegally asked Hispanic workers for their identification papers on the eve of a union election. Local 227 of the United Food and Commercial Workers filed the charges with the Justice Department this week. They say supervisors at Purdue Farms' Cromwell, Kentucky plant began asking Hispanic workers to revalidate paperwork, such as driver's licenses and Social Security cards, shortly after workers filed for a union election. The union says few non-Hispanic workers were asked for such paperwork, and it charges that managers hope to intimidate Hispanic workers from voting union yes in Wednesday's election.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Well, thanks to a lot of you, apparently this story from The Independent is back at the website. Headline, Angry Blair says, quote, we are too busy to find weapons of mass destruction. So to everybody who located that for me, thank you. I will post this at my website, the link to it, when the program's over tonight, so you can peruse it at your leisure over the weekend, don't you know. Scary stuff out there tonight. Bush, as you know, is in Poland. He's going to be touring. Is that the right word? He's going to be touring death camps. I think Auschwitz and Birkenau. Is that... And what is hideous about this is that his own grandfather financed the regime that built those death camps in Poland. It's just outrageous. I mean, how Jewish people or Polish people. Well, as far as the Poles are concerned, I got an email from our Polish-American correspondent who lives in Chicago, Adam. Where did I put it, Adam? Who has connections to the Polish press. And apparently the Poles are not happy that this little rat bastard is in their country. As a matter of fact, the mayor of Krakow, Poland, was ordered not to show up for the reception for George Bush. It's his city, right? It's his city. And these people feel they can order. Where is it? Here it is. These people feel they can order. The Bush people feel they can order heads of cities or heads of state. Well, sure. This is from Adam in Chicago, my Polish conspiracy guy. He's got some stuff here. Some of it is in Polish and some of it's in English. This is from one of the newspapers or websites in Poland. Such security measures were unseen even during the visits of the Pope. They're talking about... Now, I'm cleaning up some of the Polish to English here. But regarding Bush's visit, it says the visit takes only 17 hours, but the airspace 50 kilometers around Krakow and Auschwitz is closed for the whole 29 hours. Large parts of the city are closed for traffic, causing a lot of anger and frustration. The streets are to be guarded by more than 2,000 policemen, an unknown number of Secret Service and FBI agents. The people on the streets who would like to see the guests cannot have any backpacks on them or glass or metal objects, and everybody will be searched. Bush is scared for his life, as always. Hotel Holiday Inn, which is one of the two mentioned as possible place for George's stay, the other one is Copernicus, is being occupied by American Secret Service already for more than a week. There are radar installations on the roof and metal detectors everywhere. Administration requested that the historical bells at the Wawel Castle be silenced, and even the clock on the tower must be stopped so nothing can interrupt his speech. Initially, Americans requested that all the constructions done at the Wawel for the occasion, stair steps, etc., be made of solid concrete, but they backed off when the museum authority vigorously objected. It goes on and on. I mean, okay, a little more here. A major controversy started when 2 days ago American administration demanded that the mayor of Krakow, Professor Jacek Maszrowski, should not participate in the welcoming ceremony or any other ceremony with Bush,
Professor Makhrowski is known for his very critical comments on Bush and the war in Iraq. For example, quote, America was unable to stomach Saddam murdering his own people using gas and other primitive methods. They proposed to use a modern technology. We know that nothing has such good influence on the human rights as the massive attacks of B-52 bombers. End quote. After American request that he stay away, the professor, the mayor, stated that, quote, Bush does not understand the norms of diplomacy. It is him who will be the guest in Krakow. It is strange that guests dictate where the host should or should not be, end quote. As a result of this controversy, the City Council of Krakow decided not to participate in any meetings with the American delegation and not to give G.W. Bush the customary present, which was already prepared for him, the old painting of the panorama of Krakow. Unbelievable stuff, isn't this? I mean, this is from Adam, our Polish correspondent in Chicago, who emailed this to me. It's beyond arrogance, isn't it? It's beyond hubris. It's beyond. It's dictatorial imperialism. To go to Poland and order the mayor of Krakow to stay home, to order that bells stop. Jesus Christ! I mean, where have I heard this before? The bells will not ring when I speak. Time will stop. I mean, this is. Oh, my God. Unbelievable, huh? And then he's going to walk the path. Is it a path? Is it a motorcade? What? Between, what did I say, Birkenau and Auschwitz? Where two of the primary killing camps used against the Jews of Europe, financed in part by George W. Bush's grandfather? Where's Ariel Sharon on this one? Where's Ken Edelman? Where's Douglas Feith? Where's Elliot Abrams? Where's Paul Wolfowitz? Here this little rat bastard is going to walk the path that only God knows how many Jews, men, women, and children walked to the slaughter, to the Zyklon B, to the gas chambers built by a psychopath who was financed by Bush's grandfather. And Bush will stand there where, on ground where hundreds of thousands and ultimately millions of people were executed because of their religious belief, and George Bush will stand there and talk about evil and how evil unchecked. He will make his filthy comparisons again to this tin pot nobody, Saddam Hussein, with Satan on earth himself, Adolf Hitler. George Bush's presence there trivializes the death of 8 million people. George Bush's presence at these death camps in Poland denigrates these deaths. Children, women, men, old people, young people, professionals, workers, slaughtered because of their religious belief by a regime funded in part by Bush's grandfather. And this rat bastard will have the audacity to stand at Birkenau or Auschwitz and talk about evil? Whew.
You know, sometimes there's just nothing to say. It just staggers me. I don't know about you. I guess it was in the late 60s, maybe, that I read the book Treblinka. And then I read Elie Wiesel. I read Knight. Then almost any time I could get my hands on a historical accounting of the Holocaust, I would read it. I could not believe that such a thing happened. Well, I was alive. I was just a tiny little baby, but I could not believe what I was reading. When Elie Wiesel, as a child, watches the piles of burning Jewish children and raises his face to heaven, declares there is no God. Have you read that book? Night. It's stunning. And we have, as an unelected fraud in this country, a man whose family, whose grandfather helped finance the Holocaust. Dear God in heaven, if there is a God, he must be drunk, stoned, dead, something. And Bush is going to walk Birkenau, Auschwitz? Nadine is calling our Honolulu bureau chief. Nadine, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
I'm just peachy keen.
Yes, I can hear.
Hey, it's easy for you to say. It's only about, what, 7 o'clock in the evening out there?
No, actually 6.
6, yeah, well.
You're on daylight time.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, you were asking a very important question. Why is it that the Democrats are not standing at the steps of the Capitol screaming bloody murder every day?
Right.
Well, there are two reasons.
Okay.
One of them, they've tried it. I have been watching C-SPAN, and yes, they've tried it. And the only place where you see them doing this is C-SPAN.
Well, that's why I said if they have to, get naked. Get a female representative and a male representative and have them both get naked and start making out on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. That'll bring the cameras, and then they immediately throw on their robes and stand there and say, did you know Bush is a lying son of a bitch that sent 150 Americans to their deaths and God knows how many Iraqis? I don't care what it takes, Nadine. I'll do it.
I know.
Barbara Boxer will meet me on the front steps of the Capitol, I'll get naked with her. I'll start making out with her. I'll get the damn cameras, and then she can make the speech.
I know, but that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that the few times that they've actually managed to get the cameras in there, like when Hillary Clinton actually was extremely critical of Bush, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Basically, that was blown out of proportion and taken into places where it shouldn't.
Well, but you know what I'm going to say, Nadine. These Democrats don't have the courage God gave a pissant. All they have to do.
Oh, I agree with you.
They know how to do. There's ways to get the camera on you. There are ways.
You don't want to see the email I sent to the recent past to the DNC.
No,
but,
I don't think.
Maybe you do.
I don't think maybe I should.
Yes, maybe you should. Now, insofar as the cracks, yes, they're there.
The cracks in this regime?
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying is I have been following the British side of this story as well because they're tight.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bet that once Parliament calls for their own special session,
yeah,
and they fire Blair, they will jumpstart Congress.
The
cables are hooked.
I hope. You're right. If ever a man who has been called President of the United States deserves to be impeached,
it's this one.
It's this one.
And the problem is that the press is starting to get critical. While I was listening to you, I was literally navigating the common suspects.
Uh-huh.
And I am finding out that they're really getting extremely critical. I did email you some stories.
Right.
You may want to post the links later on.
Uh-huh.
But one of them is from The Guardian. And you may want to add to your lexicon the Waldorf files.
The which files?
Waldorf.
Waldorf?
From the Waldorf Astoria in New York.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The meeting between Jack Straw and Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Where both of them said, this is all, I'm going to say a bad word. Oh, I can't say that one. This is all BS.
Yes,
where they both agreed that the people they worked for, Tony Blair and George Bush, were lying through their teeth.
Exactly.
Right. I've got that, and I will post it.
Now, purely on the rumor mill, and you will see this developing, mostly I do have sometimes talk to some acquaintances that happen to be connies. They're acquaintances, not friends.
Yeah.
But one of them actually was telling me that they have the rumor going that apparently some of our troops were exposed to this crap in the Gulf and are now at Walter Reed.
Right.
At which point I used some logic on him and said, if that was the case, why isn't this on the 6 o'clock news?
If any of our people, like British soldiers, were exposed to any toxic agents that are making them sick, or will cause them to give birth to genetically deformed children, it'll be because of the weapons we used.
Oh, well, yes, I know that.
Right.
I know that. But he was claiming it was Iraqi WMDs.
Right.
And that's why I said, okay, excuse me, but you may have service in the military. He claims he does. Okay, I'm not going to question it too much.
Uh-huh.
But if this was the case, why isn't this in the 6 o'clock news?
Well, sure. Well, sure. Absolutely.
Now, regarding the moderate Republicans.
Hurry. We're almost out of time here.
Yeah, I know. We've been working on some of our locals. And the problem that we're having with these people, some of which are basically thinking of going independent.
Right.
Is that literally making that leap is very difficult.
Sure.
That's why I've been telling to people, reach across to the moderate Republicans. Some of them are ready to put country before party.
Well, I'd love to see it happen, Nadine. In the meantime, until they do, as far as I'm concerned, like I said earlier tonight, every Republican is a traitor to this country. Hey, listen, Nadine, got to leave it there, dear. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broken heart and all apart and everything between.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved, guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the city's will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hi, I'm Steven Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Steven at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. AmericaRadio.com.
We'll have to do that Monday.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
About 4 and a half before the hour, Kathy says, you say Billy Shears, right?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Calling from Maryland, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
And this is your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah. Listen, the reason I called, I just wanted to let you know, I couldn't believe when Clinton was in office how the Republicans just, you know, really hated this guy, went after. I didn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. But after 9/11... and when I finally realized what happened, and you touched on this several times about they knew what was going on, mm-hmm. I really understand the disdain and the hatred that someone can have for this guy. And I hope that you can mention 9/11 and that they knew about this every day.
Well, I've gone from being suspicious, like most of us were, once the evidence was presented to us, once the timeline was presented to us of what happened on September 11th, not unlike the timeline that is a matter of historical fact where it concerned the execution of John Kennedy, where military units are ordered to stand down, where the FCC is ordered not to do certain things, where the bin Laden family and Saudi royals are spirited around or out of the country, George Bush, all of it. I have gone from being suspicious to being about 98% convinced that not only did they know, they being the Bush crime family, that some horrible event was going to occur here, but they actually encouraged it. And that makes me sick. It makes me sick to feel that.
I know. I
can't believe I'm thinking and feeling that.
I know. When I was faced with the realization of that, I was almost in tears. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
But I just wanted to mention that to you, and I appreciate you letting me on.
Love
your show.
Thank you so much, Billy Shears. I hope you call again.
Will do.
All right, sir. Take care.
We're about out of time. I don't want to put any more calls on because we'll just have time to say hello and goodbye. So, however, I did want to thank, again, Jim in Arkansas for a lot of the music he provides. Our music editor, what do we call him? Music bureau chief. Our music bureau chief who provides a lot of music for the program. Also, Mark Marshall and Maximum Interactive for the new website. Thanks, Mark. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces, I'll see you Monday. I hope. I honest to God hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
Drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried. Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Los Angeles Lakers guard Kobe Bryant is being charged in a Vail, Colorado sexual assault case.
Charges were filed against Kobe Bean Bryant of Newport Beach, California. The defendant was charged with one count of sexual assault, a Class 3 felony.
Eagle County, Colorado District Attorney Mark Hurlburt said the maximum penalty is life in prison. Bryant has been under investigation since a 19-year-old Colorado woman claimed he assaulted her at a resort near Vail on June 30th. The five-time All-Star turned himself into authorities July 4th and was freed on $25,000 bond. Bryant has maintained his innocence. Investigators looking for the two missing children of a New Hampshire father have left Indiana and are now working with authorities in Illinois. However, officials say they're still intensely looking for the kids. The FBI recently enlisted the help of the Indiana State Police as the